Mr. Floor Leader.
Thank you, Ms. Speaker. Please recognize Representative Martin Scott for CCR to House Bill 1131.
Clerk will read.
CCR to House Bill 1131 by Miller of the House and Johnson of the Senate, an act relating to state government.
Representative Martin, you're recognized to explain the report.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Bill 1131 amends the Unclassified Registry for ComSource. Move adoption.
Question and support. Representative Morissette for a question.
Representative, unless I'm mistaken, didn't we deal with a ComSource bill earlier in the day? And since that was the case, why wasn't this language put in that bill?
We did deal with a ComSource bill earlier. I have no idea why it wasn't.
Follow up. You're recognized.
But I understand that bill was also your bill. And so earlier in the day, from a representative from Moore, he had combined two Title 21 bills into one. Why didn't we do the same thing? I mean, you just told me, but wouldn't that have been a better practice in this particular time period?
Very well could be. From what I understand, though, Representative Morissette, this is a typical bill that we usually do at the end of session that has to do with unclassified employees. And it just so happens that the two that we're talking about have to do with ComSource, which is why I'm up presenting the bill.
One more follow-up. You're recognized.
I believe, and I think this is at least the third time we vote on this, can you tell this body the principal differences from the last time we voted on this?
Can I refer to Chairman Miller to answer that question?
Chairman Miller, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Morissette, this is not the ComSource bill. This is the annual classified employee bill. All the agencies, or not all, but throughout different times, agencies ask for positions to be classified or unclassified. We get that every year. Every year we run a bill to unclassify some. This year, the only request that's been granted to declassify employees is with ComSource. And so this is not the ComSource bill that was presented earlier. This is the annual bill to declassify employees, and it just so happens that's the only request granted this year.
Representative Miller for a question on the report. He waves. Representative Pittman for a question on the report.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Can you give me the definition of how this is supposed to work with the unclassified employees being added?
Representative Martin, if you will suspend. Members, take your seats. Take your conversations outside. Members can't see each other. They can't hear. The clerk's refreshing. The board. Not himself. Members, take your seats. So Representative Martin, Representative Pittman can see each other. Representative Martin, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Pittman, this solely has to do with new hirees. So that's what we're talking about here, is new hirees.
Follow up, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Will this give the new hirees the same abilities or rights or anything that the classified has?
It would give the new hirees all rights of unclassified employees.
Representative Collins for a question on the report.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Martin, I don't know whether to ask this of you or Representative Miller, but Representative Miller, in answering a question for you, stated that employees were being unclassified, so I'm assuming they previously had been classified. Is that correct?
The reason that we're running this legislation today is currently these positions are classified. It was the request of the agency that these two particular categories be unclassified.
Follow up, you recognize?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. So your answer is yes, you are unclassifying employees. Could you tell me how many employees are being unclassified?
We are giving them the ability of these two particular positions to be unclassified for new hirees. I do not know how many premium auditors or safety consultants are currently employed with ComSource.
One more.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. But I'm asking you a direct question. How many employees are being unclassified? I'm not talking about new hires that are not employees yet. I'm talking about current employees that are going to be unclassified.
I gave you an extremely direct answer. This has to do with two particular positions that are currently within, not two categories of positions that are currently within ComSource. premium auditors and safety consultants. I do not know how many of those are currently employed at CompSource.
Representative Dorman for a question on the report.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Martin.
Mr. Speaker, I'd ask that we lay this bill over for a moment.
Mr. Floor Leader.